darling, have you seen Pascal? Pascal, I can't find Pascal. Who's Pascal? The Hoover? The Hoover. Yes, I named him Pascal. Oh, stop. No, I'm not adorable. I am scary. I'm a big, scary vampire, and I named our Hoover Pascal. It's just... You know how I am about technology. I'm okay with technology just so long as I can give it a name. I'm 700 years old, and I named my Hoover Pascal. It's a robot Hoover. It's. I'm a 700-year-old vampire, and I named my Hoover Pascal. Okay, you have a point. A slight point. A very, very slight point. It's just technology is. I try to stay, you know, up to date, to be current. It's just technology. It moves so quickly, and it's a bit unnerving. I'm not good with technology. Wait. Are you trying to distract me? You are. You're trying to distract me. Why? Why? Wait, what have you got behind your back? No, you do have something behind your back. Show me. Show me. No. Okay. You know what? I didn't want to have to do this. Fangy pout. Sad little fangy pout. Yes, I know. I don't play fair. I'm a vampire. Show me. Oh, Pascal. What did you do to him? What did you do? He's all dusty. Yes, I know he's a Hoover, but he's covered in dust. Poor Pascal. Wait, that's not dust. No, it's not. That's not dust. That's... No, it can't be. That can't be what I think it is it? That's ash. Wait, that's not just ash. That's... That's vampire ash. Pascal is covered in vampire ash. Why is Pascal covered in vampire ash? And why were you hiding him? Wait. Pascal was helping you hide the body. Pascal is your accomplice. You corrupted my poor innocent Hoover. He's covered in vampire ash. Why is there vampire ash in our house? I mean, I am annoyed that you have corrupted Pascal, because he was my little Hoover. We were friends, and now he's a cold-blooded murderer. Well, maybe not murderer, but he's helping you hide the body. And he's covered in it. But, why? Why is there vampire ash in our house, and why were you trying to get rid of it? Oh, no. You do not clean. I clean. You don't. And I don't mind. I don't mind, because it gives me something to do while you're at work. And I kind of enjoy it. I kind of enjoy cleaning. Do not tell anyone, but you do not clean. Because you're bad at it. You're really, really bad at it, which isn't your fault. I've had a lot of practice. I'm 700 years old, and that means I've done a lot of cleaning. But you don't clean, and yet you're trying to clean up vampire ash. And doing a very bad job of it, might I just say. Not that it's all your fault. I mean, it is your fault, because there's a dead vampire in our house, and I don't know how that happened, because that wasn't me, that's definitely you. But it's not your fault that you're having difficulty getting rid of the ash. Because ashes, vampire ashes, are hard to clean up. Because they are. But. Dead vampire, and, oh, I don't want to do this, I really, really don't want to do this, but since you're not telling me the truth, I have to. Oh! Ugh. Yes, I did just taste the ash. I didn't want to! I had to, because now I know that that's a very, very, very old vampire, and it tastes kind of familiar. Why? Ugh. Oh, don't like it. Wait. Tastes familiar, and I really, really don't like it. No. No. Is that my dad? That's my dad. That pile of... Oh, no. first cat was covered in the ashes of my dad, my sire. It's just easier to call him dad. It's weird. I know it's weird. It's just I have issues. Lots of issues. And that that's my dad. That's my dad. That's my sire. That was my sire. That. Why are the ashes of my sire in our house and all over your hands and all over Pascal and all over the lounge? Darling, did you and this sounds ridiculous because it's just and I know I'm going to regret asking this, I'm really going to regret it, but did you perchance kill my sire in the lounge? You can explain. So that's a yes. Oh, bollocks. Bollocks! This is just so typical of him. This is so typical of my sire. Oh, absolute arsehole. He just can't let me be happy, can he? He just couldn't let me be happy because past tense, because pile of ash. Oh my. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. This is all my fault. This is all my fault. I was stupid to think that I could be happy. I am so sorry. I can't believe that he's done this to me again. He's done this again. Of course he has. Of course he has, because I was happy. I was so happy because I love you so much. I am so in love with you, and I'm being myself, and I haven't been myself in 700 years because he wouldn't let me. He wouldn't let me because that's who he is, was because he's dead. And now he's ruined everything. He's ruined everything because he made you kill him. And now I'm going to leave you. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that you had to kill my sire, and now it's all ruined, and I was so happy. So happy. And what? You killed my sire. Well, I mean, no, I'm not upset that you killed my sire. I mean, I'm upset that you killed my sire, because now that means that we're done. And I don't want that. But I'm not mad that you killed him, because he's a dick. He was a dick. Oh, that's going to get annoying. I hated him. I really, really hated him. His lies meant that my death was meaningless. My sacrifice was for nothing. I didn't save anyone by dying. And my unlife was just misery. He was truly an awful father. I only started calling him dad because it really annoyed him. Really, really annoyed him. But he always wins. He always wins. And I never, ever will get to be happy. He made you kill him. Just couldn't let me be. And now everything is ruined because of course it is. Of course it is. Just fooling myself. I was fooling myself and thinking that I could have this, that I could have you, that I could have a life. That I could crawl out of the shadows for just one single moment. It's not that bad. What? The mess? I don't care about the mess. I do not give a damn about the mess. Just... I'm so sorry. Why am I... Are you not paying attention to the situation? This... You just seem to be acting... weirdly. I know I haven't been a human in a very long time, but my dad... My sire... made you kill him, and... Well, yeah, of course he deserved it. He absolutely deserved it. I mean, I've tried to kill him about 19,000 times. But you killed him. You killed... How did you kill him? You staked him? That's so cool. I mean, no. Ooh, that's a bad reaction, but it is kind of cool. But no. Where did you get the stake? So what? You had it handy in case he ever came round. Why would you do that? Because he was a dick to me. I mean, you're not wrong. Wait, did you kill him for me? Did you plunge a stake into my sire's chest for me? Really? But he was a master vampire and a massive dick. A massive dick. He was such a dick. That's so sweet. But also really, really, really stupid because he's a master... Well, he was a master vampire. And you've killed him. You have killed him. For me. Why? You weren't about to let him ruin my life again. I no one has ever done anything like this for me. No one's really ever done anything for me. It's... You killed my sire. You saved me. You saved me. You just keep saving me. You're my hero. You are my hero. Meeting you saved me. Falling in love with you saved me. And now you've killed my father, saving me again. I've just lived so long in his shadow. I've never been happy because he wouldn't let me be, but with you, I found happiness. I found a home, and I can't believe that you would do that for me. You killed my sire. You staked him. You staked him. You staked him. That is cool. That's so cool. You staked my sire. That is amazing. And then you tried to clean up the earth. Oh wow, this I love you so much, and I I'm free. I'm free, and I really don't know how to feel about that, because 700 years is a long time to be trapped, to be smothered, to be manipulated, and now it's over. and I need to process. So why don't you go and burn those clothes and then have a nice hot shower? Actually, two showers, because vampire ash is very hard to get out of your hair. And I'll clean up, because cleaning helps me think. And, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm completely serious. You'll definitely need two showers to get him out of your hair. He's out of my hair. Okay, I definitely need to clean, so you need to go, and me and Pascal need to get busy. But before that, maybe not. Well, I was going to kiss you, but you're covered in my dad, and that's a bit weird. Yeah. Maybe three showers. Maybe four. It's going to take me a while to clean up in here anyway, because I'm guessing he exploded. Yeah. Master vampires do that. Obnoxious to the end. Wow, he's actually dead. State. He was state. That's so embarrassing. I mean, cool for you, but embarrassing for him. He's actually gone, and it's all thanks to you, and you're still covered with my dad, so yeah. Shower. Go. Me and Pascal have got this perfectly in hand. Go. Five showers. Go. I'm free. I'm actually free. Right. Pascal, let's get cleaning. Maybe we should dust you down first, because you're covered in my dad, and it's not a good look.